B-Pod Studios.
There's never a shortage of stories.
This thing was earned.
Talking Pats.
You earned the trip.
Sucks.
He's got a history of ripping apart farm systems.
The Celtics are bending over backwards.
I'm tired of the top line.
Question. This is your home for Boston sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Danny Ainge is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Ainge, it's always a pleasure.
Fred and Rich, John, how are we doing today?
You know, John's doing the big game on Sunday. He's doing the big Zion Williamson game.
Whoa.
That's right, baby. Mm-hmm. A lot of ears
That's
on that one.
Time.
A lot of ears.
Yeah, that's big time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Zion looked amazing last night in the fourth quarter.
What we were just talking about is if that kid can hit threes, oh my.
Oh my gosh, that would be a tough cover, yeah.
He had no outside shot at Duke, but then you look at him and you're like,
oh boy.
If that wasn't a fluke, my goodness. All right, Danny, you've seen the stuff with Delonte West, obviously, and things are going very poorly for him, but we read that at one point you had offered him a scouting job with the team?
Yeah, you know, Delonte has worked for us for a couple of years at times doing some scouting, college scouting in the D.C. and Philly area, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, you've obviously heard what's been going on. You've seen the videos. You know, as somebody who was close to him, and I think everybody loved Delonte when he was a member of the Celtics, he just seemed to be one of those guys. When you saw that, did you reach out or have you reached out over the years? And what is your relationship with Delonte?
I've been in contact with Delonte over the last few years. I mean, since his career has ended periodically, off and on, but you know, Delonte has obviously some troubles and some trials that he's trying to deal with in his life, and I just hope that he can fix his life and get back on a good path.
Because you've reached out to help him, haven't you?
Yeah, we've tried to give him opportunities, sure.
And how does he respond to those offers?
He responded. And like, he was excited about the opportunities that he's had.
And did he give you a reason why he didn't take them?
No, he has taken them. He's taken advantage of them. You know, I just think that there's a lot going on in his life, and
yeah,
his life is very complicated, and I don't really want to get into any of that.
Right?
No, I understand, but
it was
also
just hard. It's hard.
But he accepted the job opportunities.
Okay, so you give a guy an opportunity, and maybe they're not capable of fulfilling that at that point in their lives.
Is there any kind of plan? Because I saw a bunch of players speak out, and I've seen people saying that they are trying to help him. I'm sure you've talked to people. Is there any kind of plan that you know of to help out Delonte amongst the players and the rest of the NBA?
You know, I know that the Players Association is probably the most appropriate one to be the head of the whatever it is to try to get him back on track. And I think they've done a good job. And I know they've tried with Delonte. I also know that he has a circle of people that he's close with. I know that there's a lot of people that are praying and trying to do what they can to help.
Okay, well, let's get to the good stuff, because the last two games that the Celtics have had just been phenomenal. I mean, two of the better basketball games that you'll watch. I mean, yesterday wasn't really all that enjoyable after the first half or so. What was it, 52-12, I think, was the run that they went on?
Last night, yes.
But, I mean, it's got to... So what do you think has happened? I know that the team was healthy when they played the Lakers, but last night Jaylen Brown was out. Is there something that you see in these last two games that can explain why this break from the slump that they had been going through?
Yeah, I think that our defense has been, especially at moments of the last two games, has been amazing. just getting our hands on so many balls, guys in the right spots, taking charges, you know, diving on the floor. I mean, there's just a lot of intensity and determination in our defensive effort, and it's been fun to watch.
Do you have an injury update on first Jaylen Brown, and then we saw Jason Tatum go out of the game last night?
I don't. No, it's still early. I'm here at the office, but I don't think those guys are in yet. They'll be in shortly. But I don't have any updates on Jaylen or Jason or Ennis. Ennis got hurt last night, too.
Right.
Yeah. It looked like Jason was fine. I mean, not fine. We don't know the extent.
Well, he was back on the bench at the end of the game.
And there wasn't a noticeable limp, so I got to think that's probably good news to come into.
I mean, I think Jaylen and Jason are fine. I think that, I don't think they have anything. And I think Ennis will be fine. I hope. I hope all of them will be okay. But you just never know. So I don't know what – I don't have any updates.
Low tolerance for pain is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that.
You're saying that.
The next day is always another story.
I can just picture you using air quotes when you say, yeah, they're injured. Right. Yeah, Toughen up, son.
So there was a pretty good interview that happened with Adrian Wojnarowski. Was talking about a story where he was interviewing Jaylen Brown. And he was talking about how Jaylen Brown, there's the video of him saying that he was going to win like a bunch of rings. The video went viral. And he said that you actually talked to him, Jaylen Brown, about those comments. What did you say to Jaylen Brown after you saw that video? Why did you feel compelled to speak with him?
Oh, boy. I don't remember the specific incident. I mean, I talk to Jaylen all the time and Jason and all our young guys. And try to give them some perspective sometimes. But Jaylen is a very bright kid, and I just didn't think it was the right remark. It sounds like winning is so easy and that I'm going to just, you know, go win 5 championships in my, you know, by the time I'm 28. And, you know, I don't think he was saying that he would. I think he was saying that's what he wants. Well, but I still think that it's better to not say that. It's better to focus on winning one championship at a time, winning one game at a time. And but anyway, he's a great kid, but we talk a lot.
Who comes to your office the most, just to check in? Like, who do you have the most like regular conversations with on the team?
Well, this year,
yeah.
Oh, for sure, Grant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Kid's a crack up, man. I call Grant the geek freak.
Yeah. So what is he just come in and like ask you if you saw Doctor Who?
The geek freak. That's right. Yeah, he's a big Dungeons and Dragons guy. Do you guys like, you know, talk all things sci-fi or what goes on there?
No, we talk a lot about life, a lot of things in life, but he's a great kid. I really like Grant, but he likes to talk. I mean, he just likes to talk about everything. He's just, I think that he had Daniel Tice and Ennis Cantor offer him to pay him $100 per game to not say anything in the locker room.
Did you give him the day off when the new Star Wars came out?
Well, he doesn't need a day off. These guys, like, they only have like 5 hours of work a day.
Well, listen, he's putting in extra effort at the gym.
They're like you, Fred. They just come to work for a few hours a day.
That's right. Sometimes when you're brilliant, I mean, all you got to do is show up and let the thoughts come. That's all you got to do.
What did you think of Grant giving the thumbs up after that 3-pointer and getting teed up to when he thumbed up to Marcus Cousins?
Oh, I mean, that was a crazy tee. I don't understand that. But I know DeMarcus Cousins got a kick out of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was something. How much of the last couple games and how well they've been playing do you think is just, I mean, you can get up for a Lakers game. You can get up for playing LeBron James no matter what
prime time
of the year it is. It's prime time. It's a big game that way. Does that make you feel better about the games that they were dogging it before that? That maybe it's just a matter of, all right, now it's time to finally start playing hard.
No, I don't think it's that simple. I think that the scheduling has a lot to do with it. I mean, as an example, and this isn't excuses. Like we have scheduling wins, just like we have scheduling losses. You know, there's just times where one team has a big physical advantage of rest, and they're coming off a couple losses. They have a humility meeting to get back on the little things it takes to win. But you go through stretches in the NBA where you don't have a lot of time to practice and focus on the details. We're a young team. I don't look at it as they don't care or they're not trying or they're underestimating their opponent, although all of those things do exist. But I know what they're capable of doing. I know that, you know, when we're not playing well, when the ball's not going in, and I think it's easier to play the defense that we were playing last night and the night before when the ball's going in the basket too.
Danny,
and it just gives you more confidence.
Danny, the NBA All-Star starters are going to be announced tonight. You, as the president of basketball operations of an NBA franchise, you get an advance heads up?
Yeah, there's been some years where I have. You know, there are a couple agents that get maybe a heads up also, and, you know, to find out the same time I do. But sometimes I'm the first one to know, but a very, very short time before.
Oh, okay.
But maybe as the starters are announced, they might keep that sacred, just to have it, you know, the viewers tune in to find out so there's no leaks going out there before the starters are announced.
Does it rhyme with Wanamaker?
Pittsburgh's finest?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just asking if that. I'm trying to get the information out of you subtly. I'm using an old
Spencer for Hire. I don't have any information.
Okay.
I don't have any information.
All right, I'm just asking. Do you like it when the guys are in the All-Star game? Because in terms of the Bruins, there's this thing called Last Man In, and it's fan voting. And Patrice Bergeron was one of the nominees, and the team was basically like, don't vote for Patrice.
He needs the time off.
Yeah. And then, like, Tuukka Rask, there's a penalty of one game if you don't go to the All-Star game, and he took the penalty. Is there part of you that wishes the guys just had the time off?
Yeah, I mean, we have a big group of guys that'll have the time off. You know, we're talking about two or three guys that might not. But hopefully they take care of themselves. It's not like they're doing a lot in that amount of time. A lot of them will have a trainer with them while they're wherever they are, whether they're on vacation in the Bahamas or they're, you know, in Chicago at the All-Star game.
They'll bring a trainer with them? Really?
Yeah, some of them will, yeah, sure.
You don't want them just to take the time off and kind of decompress?
Yeah, they have plenty of time for that.
You seem to think that they don't have to work very long, which is nice. Like, it's like, yeah, they got plenty. They go see, like, five movies. They got plenty of time to decompress. Life's not so hard anymore.
No. Like, listen, this is the greatest job in the world, an NBA player. You come, you show up. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you have breakfast made for you, your own special breakfast. Then you have to go down and you have to go get a massage for 40 minutes. It's mandatory. Then you have to go, you know, get on the treadmill or a stationary bike and ride it for 20 minutes and get good and loose and go lift some weights and go out and shoot free throws for a couple hours. life is pretty tough for these guys.
So you're saying it was different than when you guys practiced at that dump?
Hellenic College.
Oh, yeah.
With the stage at one end.
Yeah, my kid had a.
That's right.
My kid had like a game there, and I'm like, what a dump. And, yeah. they're like, the Celtics.
Larry Bird used to warm up.
Yeah.
Now, Danny had to make his own breakfast every morning. I sense the anger about that.
Yeah. Now things have changed. That has to act.
Yeah, like McDonald's drive-through breakfast in the morning on the way to Brookline. Yeah, it's a little different eras.
Did you hang out with Snoop Dogg when he was at the game?
I forgot about the charter planes and the Four Seasons Hotel.
That's right. Yep. It just keeps on going and going. So tough. Was Snoop Dogg in your presence over the past couple of games? I think he was at the last two ones, right?
No, you know, I'm not a friend of Snoop Dogg's. And I did see him at the game, but that's about it.
You guys wouldn't have a lot to talk about? You guys wouldn't be able to share some, you know, common stories?
I don't know. I don't even know him, so I wouldn't know. Maybe we'd have some fun stories to tell.
No, Danny's East Coast.
That's right. He's the East Coast side.
He was Biggie's guy.
He's on Team Biggie.
Yeah, he was not Tupac's guy. He was Biggie's guy. All right, well, Danny Ainge, I'm sure you got that reference. But Danny Ainge, it is always a pleasure, sir. It is, and congratulations on the last couple games. That Lakers game was something to behold. I'm glad a national audience got a chance to see it. And we appreciate your time as always.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Say hello to the Geek Freak for us.
All right.
Insane and Klingon.
All right. Thank you, Danny Ainge.
98.5, the Sports Hub.